children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. Let us know your thoughts on any of our pieces. Text us on 5395.
Classic journal question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
The New Zealand Nurses Organisation recently picketed in order to bring awareness to the staffing shortages currently being experienced in the New Zealand healthcare industry. Nurses, midwives, healthcare assistants and kaimahi hauora came together last Thursday to make their voices heard. The group congregated at Manurewa holding signs and engaging with the public. In addition, the nurses' organization compiled some political scorecards that rank the different parties based on their healthcare policies. To find out more, I speak to the chief executive of the New Zealand Nurses' Organization, Paul Galter. Firstly, I asked them what the nurses were picketing for.
The picket is essentially to demonstrate to the public more generally the issues that are plaguing our health system, and in particular the workforce, and in this case the nurses and other healthcare workers. And so it was an attempt to try and draw public attention, particularly pre-election, to those issues. We've found that going out on the streets is a very effective way of demonstrating that.
With the staffing crisis requiring about 4,000 new nurses, what are you calling on the government to do?
We're calling, we have a campaign called Maranga Mai, which means rise up. And Maranga Mai has a number of what we call fixes, things that need to happen urgently in the medium term and in the long term to fix the staffing crisis. So it's actually 4,800 nurses, Te Whatuora, believe are needed. And over a period of time, we're talking about 12,000 over the number of years. So what's going to give us more nurses? First of all, we've got to get more nurses, students, nursing students into education and training. We've got to keep them in education and training because the attrition rate for student nurses is scandalously high, particularly for Māori student nurses and Pacifica. And then after they come out, we've got to give them good jobs. And I can tell you that there's a cross currently against every one of those three features.
Now, you touched on this before with Māori and Pacifica, but how can we ensure people get culturally appropriate care?
Well, this is a massive issue in our health system. I think everyone knows that the health outcomes for Māori and Pacifica are way, way worse than for the general population. We also know that the number of Māori nurses is about half the representation of Māori in the population generally. It's less than half, actually. Only 7% of nurses are Māori. So something is going wrong in the workforce in that there are not sufficient number of Māori nurses.
Why are you calling on funded free training for nursing students?
The student nurses are really clear that they need massive support as they move through education and training, and that starts with financial support and that making that education free right through the 3 to 4 years of the degrees is absolutely critical to keep them in there.
Finally, can you talk about the results of your scorecard ranking different political parties?
It's a bit of a work in progress because we seem to get bits and pieces of health policy announced on the hoof by all of the major parties. But fundamentally, we are starting to see some major differences between the parties. One of the obvious ones is that the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whai Ora, in the eyes of the National Party and ACT, they want that to disappear as a standalone entity and be folded into the Ministry of Health. That is a major governance issue and tiriti issue for this country. The other Labor and Greens don't believe that should happen, so that's a massive difference. And then we've got a proposal from the National Party around bonding. paying student trainees and then bonding them. We acknowledge that that's a step forward, but we're also saying, what are you doing about ensuring they've got good, well-paid jobs after they come out? So there's a raft of different policies, but it's very hard to sort of bundle it up into one. So as they come out, we just inform our members, here's another change you need to think about. The important point here is I think pretty much all of the major parties, all of the parties have agreed that health is probably one of the number one or two issues in this country, and it needs to be seriously addressed, and what we add to that, seriously funded.
That was Chief Executive of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Paul Galter, on the recent picketing act.